Vasudeva Kalananta.
Vasudeva Kalananta.
Sahasra Varanasvarat. Agrito Bhavatadevo. Hare Priya Chikirsaya. Vasudeva Kalananta. The plenary expansion of Lord Krishna, known as Anantadev, or Sankarsan Ananta, the all-pervasive incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Sahasravarana, having thousands of hoods. Swarat, fully independent. Agrataha, previously. Bhavata, will appear. Deva, the Lord. Hare, of Lord Krishna. Piyajkirsaya, with the desire to act for the pleasure. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. The foremost manifestation of Krishna is Sankarsan, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, this original Sankarsan will appear as Baladev, just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. Purport. Sri Baladev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He is equal in supremacy to the Supreme Godhead. Yet wherever Krishna appears, Sri Baladev appears as his brother, sometimes elder, and sometimes younger. When Krishna appears, all his plenary expansions and other incarnations appear with him. This is elaborately explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This time, Baladev would appear before Krishna as Krishna's elder brother. There's a reason why Balaram is the elder brother of Krishna. In their previous incarnation, there was Lord Ram and Lakshman. Now, as you all know, the amazing pastimes of Lord Ram, he had to go to the forest because he had a mother-in-law, or I guess a stepmother, that was rather evil, and banished him to the forest. Had to go to the forest. For how many years? Who knows?
14 years.
14 years to the forest. And he was just going to go by himself. And he's the Lord, so he, beyond duality, all right, I'll go to the forest for 14 years. No problem. Now, a lot of people would have a problem with that. But he's God. Didn't have a problem with it. But when Sita found out about this, she said, well, I'm going with you. Now, she was a princess. Her feet probably never left marble. Lived a very opulent life. So Lord Ram said, you can't go with me. We're going to a forest. There's wild animals and rocks and pebbles and thorns. And she said, no. When we married, you said you would protect me. So you had to take me with you. So she was determined. So she went. And then Lakshman said, I'm going with you too. But Lakshman, you don't have to go. I mean, it's a forest. It's austere. No, I'm going with you. And I'll guard the two of you. I'll clean the pathway before the two of you. So they all went to the forest for many years. Actually, she was very happy. They were living in a nice area there, nice forest. But as the story goes, I'm going to fast forward it a little bit. A big demon came forward. Ravana, who was attracted to Sita and kidnapped her. And then there was a big war to get her back. And Lord Ram, being the Supreme Lord, he won the war, defeated Ravana, and got back Sita. Now, in the Vedic system, the wife never leaves the husband. If she's touched by another person, it's just like, even it's said that if a woman is touched by another man before marriage, nobody would marry her. Even if she would leave the home, it was so strict. So she was with another for a year, for another man, with another man. So there was a test. There was a test. The test was that she would put through fire, Agni. And if she comes back unharmed, then she was chaste. But before she went into the fire, Lord Ram asked Lakshman, put her in the fire. And Lakshman was so attached to Sita and Ram. This is like the worst instruction he had ever received from Lord Ram. He didn't want to do it, but he's the elder brother. Ram's the elder brother. He had to do it, had to do his duty. So he did it. But then after that, after she came out of the fire and she was unharmed by the fire, it was clear she was chaste. Then Lakshman said to Ram, in our next incarnation, I'm going to be the elder brother. Yeah. So I don't have to take instructions like this from you. So that's how he became the elder brother of Krishna. So, actually, there's not much I could say about this verse here. So I thought it would just go on to the next verse. Is that okay? This is text 25. The potency of the Lord, known as Vishnu Maya, who is as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will also appear with Lord Krishna. This potency, acting in different capacities, captivates all the worlds, both material and spiritual. At the request of her master, she will appear with her different potencies in order to execute the work of the Lord. Purport. Parashya shaktir vividhaibhar shuyate. In the Vedas, it is said that the potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are called by different names, such as Yogamaya and Mahamaya. Ultimately, however, the Lord's potency is one, exactly as electric potency is one, although it can act both to cool and to heat. The Lord's potency acts in both the spiritual and material worlds. In the spiritual world, the Lord's potency works as Yogamaya, and in the material world, the same potency works as Mahamaya, exactly as electricity works in both a heater and a cooler. In the material world, this potency, working as Mahamaya, acts upon the conditioned soul to deprive them more and more of devotional service. It is said, Yaya samohita jiva atmanam tri gunatmakam. In the material world, the conditioned soul thinks of himself as a product of tri guna, the three modes of material nature. This is the bodily conception of life. Because of association with the three gunas of the material potency, everyone identifies himself with his body. Someone is thinking he is a brahmana, someone is the kshatriya, and someone is a vaishya or sudra. Actually, however, one is neither a brahmana, a kshatriya, a vaishya or sudra. One is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. But because of being covered by the material energy, Mahamaya, one identifies himself in those different ways. When the conditioned soul becomes liberated, however, he thinks himself an eternal servant of Krishna, Jivara Swarupahoy, Krishnara Nityadas. When he comes to that position, the same potency acting as Yogamaya increasingly helps him become purified and devote his energy to the service of the Lord. In either case, whether the soul is conditioned or liberated, the Lord is supreme. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Yakshena Prakrute Suyate Sacharacharam, it is by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the material energy, Mahamaya, works upon the conditioned soul. Prakrute Kriyamanani Gunaya Kramani Saras Ahankara Vimurhatma Kartaham Iti Manyate. The bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. Within conditioned life, no one has freedom. But because one is bewildered, being subject to the rule of Mahamaya, one foolishly thinks himself independent. But when the conditioned soul becomes liberated by executing devotional service, he is given a greater and greater chance to relish a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different transcendental statuses, such as Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsayaras, and Madhuryaras. Thus the Lord's potency, Vishnu Maya, has two features, Avaranika and Unmukha, Avaranika and Unmukha. When the Lord appeared, his potency came with him and acted in different ways. She acted as Yogamaya with Yasoda, Devaki, and other intimate relations with the Lord, and she acted in different ways with Kamsa, Salva, and other Asuras. By the order of Lord Krishna, his potency, Yogamaya, came within him and exhibited different activities according to his time and circumstance. Karyarthe sam bhavishyati. Yogamaya acted differently to execute different purposes desired by the Lord. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanas tumam paratha dhaivam prakritam ashuta. The Mahatmas, who fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, are directed by Yogamaya, whereas the Jiratmas, those who are devoid of devotional service, are directed by Mahamaya. So there's Yogamaya, which is like Madhya Soda and Devaki and cowherd boys, the gopis, they think he's an ordinary person. There's Mahamaya, where people are in illusion by the illusory energy. So both of them are in Maya. In the spiritual world, they think Krishna's an ordinary person. That's Maya. That's illusion. Krishna's not an ordinary person. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here, people think, there's no God. Or I'm God. I'm the enjoyer. Just like when I was coming from India, I was speaking to a couple Indians who, it turns out, they were atheists. So I said, actually, if you're intelligent, you're not atheist. Because there's billions of things you don't know. Correct? And they said, yeah, okay. Yeah, there's billions of things I don't know. Well, one of the billions of things you don't know is whether there's a God or not. And they said, all right. So you're not an atheist, you're agnostic. If you're a little humble, a little honest, you're not an atheist, you're agnostic. Now, amongst the demons, to be an atheist is like Uttama. To be agnostic, it brings you down to Madhyama. So they were kind of a little humbled, you know. So many foolish people in this world. No idea about who they are. And therefore it's stated, asatoma sadgama, that come out of illusion and go to reality. So what is the main illusion in this world? The main illusion in this world is people are going around thinking they're the material body, that they're this gross body. No. No. That's not reality. And therefore, people are suffering so much because of identification. Because of identification with the material body, people are suffering so much. So, the mission of this Krishna Consciousness Society is Sarva Sikino Bhavantu, which means that our mission is to see that everyone becomes happy. That's a big mission, big challenge. But it's a nice goal. Yeah. People don't know what is happiness. I remember before I joined, Krishna gave me this realization, people aren't happy. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya came to give us this knowledge. Vairagya Vidya Nijabhakti Yoga Siksartham Eka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarirhari Kripambudhir Yastamaham Vipajay. That he's come to give us knowledge. First to give us vairagya, to give us detachment. If we're not detached, if we don't have some sense of detachment, then why would anybody want knowledge, some higher knowledge? Because they're attached. Just like it's a very common thing when we're on book distribution, that we approach someone and they say, no, no, I'm good. They come back with that mantra, right? I'm good. They don't have detachment. So they think they're good. They don't need any higher knowledge. I'm good. I'm happy. They're in Maya. I'm good. So if they don't have this detachment, it's very difficult for them to accept some higher knowledge. So therefore, when difficulties arise in people's lives, it's very good. And therefore, Queen Kunti, she says, Vipida santita sasva tatva tatva jagat guru bhavato darsanam yatsat apuna bhavadarsana. She prays to Krishna, Krishna, please give me calamity again and again. Now, some people might think this lady needs to see us. You know, she needs some help. You know, needs to see a psychiatrist or something. Who prays for difficulty? Anybody in here pray for difficulty? Even we're trying to be devotees, we don't pray for difficulty. We try to avoid difficulty. Still, right? Pray for other people's difficulty. Yeah, that's Kali Yuga. But she prays, please, please give me more difficulty. Because when difficulty comes, then I see you. And by seeing you, I overcome the repetition of birth and death. So this is a very special devotee. When difficulties come, it's good. It's actually it's a blessing in disguise. Because then people start thinking, you know, what's this? Why am I suffering so much? Maybe there's something more. And therefore, many devotees, before they joined, they were going through some difficulty. There was one lady who joined the movement, and she was a book distributor. But she went through some difficulty and decided to live in the association of devotees anymore. She left. Many years she was gone, and she married a non-devotee. And about 10 years after she had left, she was driving down the street, and she got in an accident. And the car is rolling. And as the car is rolling, she's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And she's just chanting very intensely, And then the car stops. And her husband is there and she's there. And they're both like, are we alive? How is it possible? I don't feel any problem. Both of them were okay. And then the man, the husband, said to her, what were you screaming? What was that? He didn't know that she had become, that she was a devotee previously. And she said, oh, I never told you. I used to be a Hare Krishna. So I was chanting Hare Krishna. And we're sitting here unharmed because he just saved us. And he said, oh, well, tell me more. And she started preaching to him. And he was fascinated. And she became a devotee again. And he became a devotee too. He got initiated and she started distributing books again. So she was just out there in Maya. But this difficulty, this intense difficulty, came before her and took shelter of Krishna. So sometimes Krishna gives us these difficulties as a way to remember him more. So Vairagya Vidya and Nija Bhakti Yoga, Siksartha Mekha Purusa Purana, that Krishna gives us this, or Lord Chaitanya comes and gives us this detachment, knowledge, and ultimately love for Krishna. This is the highest goal, is to attain this love for Krishna. So to attain this love for Krishna, we have to accept things that are very, very favorable for devotional service. Anukoyasya sankalpa pratikoyasya vajanam rakshishyatiti visvasu goptuktesnam. That we have to accept things that are favorable for devotional service and reject things that are unfavorable. It's like I was thinking this morning that Krishna, he's given this process of chanting Hare Krishna. And Krishna is kind of like, he's subtly doing heart surgery on us. Subtle heart surgery. Subtle brain surgery. Iti sadasikam nama, kali kamasanasana. That if one wants to be free of the contamination of this age of Kali and counteract all the sins of this age, there's no alternative than to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Krishna, he's trying to help us become pure again. But we have to cooperate with him. I remember I was in a hospital one time for some health difficulty, and there was one patient being treated by a doctor, and the patient wasn't cooperating and started hitting the doctor. Hitting the doctor, yeah, beating on the doctor. And the doctor was, you know, he's treating the patient, so you got to be tolerant and patient. And eventually some other people came and, you know, contained her. Stopped her from beating the person who's trying to help her. So, if someone is a patient being treated, he's got to cooperate with the doctor. So what does it mean to cooperate with Krishna? He's trying to purify us. So what does that mean to cooperate with Krishna? It means to do as we're told. There's five limbs of devotional service. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravana, Mathura Vash, Srimathura Shuddhaya Seva. It's described that if we do even one of these five, that's sufficient for us to become purified and go back to Godhead. So these five are so important. Association with devotees. When Lord Chaitanya was speaking to Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya asked him, what is the greatest distress? The greatest distress, Ramananda Roy said, was to not be in the association of devotees. And then he asked her, what is most auspicious? He said, the most auspicious thing is to be in association with devotees. So devotees are very important. It's because of devotees that this Krishna consciousness movement is still carrying on. It's because of the great devotees, Srila Prabhupada, that we're all sitting here. A couple of weeks ago, I was at the place where Srila Prabhupada first met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Altadunga Road. Just a few years ago, it was a completely run down place, just horrible. But I think Radha Swami got some people to donate, and it's immaculate now. It's beautiful. I was so happy to be there, to be at the place where they met. It was 101 years ago. In New York City, they have this saying, 26 Second Avenue, where it all began. But actually, that's where it all began. Altadunga Road, that's where Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And it's an amazing meeting. You get two Shaktivesh avatars coming together. That's an amazing meeting. Prabhupada's bowing down, offering obeisances to him. And before he even gets up, he says, you should preach this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the English language to the West. And Prabhupada's shocked that he's saying this. He says, well, who's going to hear our message? We're a dependent country. Who's going to hear the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And he said, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not dependent on some political adjustments. Yeah. So they spoke for 2 hours. And Prabhupada was so happy. When they were leaving, his friend Narendranath, he said, so, what do you think of him? He said, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in very good hands. So, now, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in our hands. Prabhupada took it, the message himself, after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left. And now it's in our hands. We have to get this message out. We're doing okay. I'm sure Prabhupada's pleased. So far we've distributed over 500 million books around the world. Not bad. Could be better. But pretty good. We have so much more. Prabhupada wanted that in every home there is a BBT book. This is his desire. So we still have a lot of service to do. It's a nice service. So accepting things, we have to accept things favorable for devotional service and reject things unfavorable. So I mentioned this verse, Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan, and chanting the holy name of Krishna. This is the process in this age for advancing in spiritual life. Chanting the holy name. Kalar Doshanid Hey Rajan Asti Hey Kumahaguna Kirtanandeva Krishna Sa Mukta Sangha Padam Vajan. That this age of Kali is filled with so many faults. Wherever you go, there's so many faults. But the one good quality of this age is that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we can become completely purified of all contamination and be qualified to enter into the kingdom of God. This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he's brought this process of chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah. But we have to cooperate. Yeah. Do as he tells us. Yeah. So accepting things favorable, rejecting things unfavorable. There's so many things that have to be rejected. We're in Maya's kingdom. So much Maya. Yeah. Prabhupada said, my disciples, they have two diseases. Anybody know what they are? Yeah. That's right. We are not enough afraid of Maya. That was number one. We should have a firm fear of Maya. Maya is so powerful. Like Prabhupada said to his senior disciples, he said, is it any one of you can fall down at any moment? Maya is so powerful. So we have to take firm shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Yeah. I was just reading yesterday in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, please, I beg the charity that you place your lotus feet in my heart. Yeah. So we need to beg for this mercy of Krishna so that we can be protected. It's like there's a verse spoken by Lord Krishna to Uddhava in the Uddhava Gita. Krishna says to Uddhava, this is how you should pray to me in the form of the deity. Prapanam pamimami sa bitam mrityu gaharnava. You listening? This is how we should pray to Krishna. It's interesting that Krishna is telling Uddhava how you should pray to the deity. Here the deity is telling him how to pray to him in the form of the deity. Please protect me who am trying to surrender unto you. I'm very fearful of this material existence standing as I am in the mouth of death. This is how we should pray to the Lord. Please protect me who am trying to surrender unto you. I'm very fearful of this material existence standing as I am in the mouth of death. So we should have a firm fear of Maya. And the other disease that we have is that we like to change things. Like to change things. Prabhupada was so, sometimes he would be so frustrated with devotees because they'd change things. Yeah. So, accepting things favorable, rejecting things unfavorable, accepting Krishna as our maintainer, and also that he will protect us. Yeah. It's like Lord Chaitanya, when he was traveling in the forest, I think in South India, he was chanting, Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna, 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 Rakshama. Krishna, 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 Pahima. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna, Kesava, Krishna, Kesava, Krishna, Kesava, Pahima. Because he's playing the role of a devotee. So he's praying for protection and to be maintained. He's Svarat. He doesn't need anything. He's completely independent. But he's playing this role of a devotee. Just like, before he manifests his pastimes as being a devotee, he was a scholar. And he would actually ridicule the devotees, make fun of them. And then when he went to Gaya and met his spiritual master, who was his spiritual master? Ishwarapuri. I should have said, wait, anybody but Maharaj. So when he met his spiritual master, Ishwarapuri, he became ecstatic. And when he went back to Navadvip, then he was a devotee. And all the devotees who had seen him previously, he would ridicule them. They saw that now he's become a devotee. Yeah. Nimai, he's become a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya, he played the role so well that he would wash the clothes of the devotees, and he would do menial service for the devotees, and they would say, no, don't, please don't do it. No, I want to be a servant. So he was doing menial, just like here when bhaktas come, they do menial service. So Lord Chaitanya, he was doing menial service for all the devotees. He was really playing the role of a devotee. So, yes, Krishna will protect us, and Krishna will maintain us. I have one brother in America who is Uttama atheist. And he said, I don't have to do anything. You theist people, you have to do so many things. I don't have to do anything. Oh, yeah? Then stop working. Stop working. See how long you could stay in the rented apartment you're staying. Stop eating. Stop drinking. So many things they have to do, but they're so proud. So proud. I don't have to do anything. I'm independent. That's what they want. They want to be God. They want to be completely independent. But no. Krishna's independent. We're not independent. Another time I was, we were having a gathering of our family members. It was Christmas Eve, so sometimes I'd go and see the family. He was there. And this particular Christmas Eve, it was a full moon. So I found out that the astronomers, I guess, they looked it up and found out when the full moon is going to be on a Christmas Eve again. How long down the years it would be. And they found that it'd be like another 121 years or so. So I was telling all my family members, there's about seven of us, look at how amazing the control of God is. That here a full moon is on Christmas Eve, and they were able to figure out when the next full moon is going to be on Christmas Eve. Just see how organized God is. So organized. So my atheist brother over there, he shouts at me, it's law! It's law! And I continue speaking to my other family. The rest of my other family is theist. They believe in God. So I continued speaking to them. And then again he shouts, it's law! And then I shouted at him, it's God's law! God's law? I thought it was Newton's law. Law of gravity. He thinks it's just a law of gravity. So I said, was the law there before Newton? And he wouldn't say anything. So I shouted out, was the law there before Newton? And finally he said, yes. He was so upset. Materially he's a smart guy, but he was defeated. So, yeah. Krishna is maintaining everyone, even the atheists. Krishna's so kind. See how kind Krishna is. Even the rascal atheists, Krishna is maintaining everyone. He's so kind. So kind. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the most kind. Like when Prabhupada was in Venezuela, there was deities of Lord Chaitanya there. So merciful. And then he went to Miami again. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda there. This is the Shakti of Prabhupada. The only temple that Prabhupada opened was in 26 Second Avenue. From there, wherever he went from there on, there was already devotees. Yeah. He went to Venezuela, so many devotees. He went to Miami, so many devotees. Goni Tyre there. Then he went to Atlanta after that. Goni Tyre there again. So many brahmacharis. Prabhupada said, this is the best temple. And Prabhupada, usually we chant Jai Radha Madhava before class, right? But he chanted Parama Karuna. Were you there? He chanted Parama Karuna, which it's a song about the merciful, all compassionate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's chanting, and he choked up. He went into complete ecstasy, and the devotees, you can imagine, they must have been in ecstasy also, just to be there. I spoke to some devotees that were there, and he said the whole atmosphere was just Vrindavan. Everybody was just like, you know, Prabhupada was just giving some real special mercy to all the devotees there. And that was the end of the class. Yeah. Prabhupada, he just choked up, went into complete ecstasy, just thinking of the mercy the compassion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're getting this mercy of Panchatattva here. So Lord Chaitanya and the whole Panchatattva, they would go out in Navadvipa and they would do kirtan, Harinam. Imagine that. The whole Panchatattva is dancing around in Navadvipa, chanting Hare Krishna. How fortunate, huh, the people were. The whole Panchatattva there chanting. So we're very fortunate. And we want to not only increase our good fortune, we want to help others also become fortunate. Therefore, we have this this Sankirtan movement, spreading the glories of Lord Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all around the world. So is there any question or comment? Or is it late, too late? Any question or comment? Okay. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Microphone is coming in 2 seconds.
Hare Krishna. I had a question about the first part of the class when Sita Devi walked through the fire. I've heard that after she walked through the fire and she was chased, Ram didn't stay with her after.
No, he accepted her. He accepted her after that. But what happened was they were living together, and as kings would do back then, is they would sometimes send people out to find out what people are thinking about the leader, about the king. And sometimes even the king himself would disguise himself and go out and hear what people are saying about, you know, the leadership. So one of those persons who was going around hearing what people were saying about the leadership of Lord Ram said to his wife, who had gone out, his wife had gone out and come back. He said, "I'm not going to accept you back like Lord Ram accepted his wife. You know, you go out, you come back. You can't just go out like that and have no permission or whatever, something." So when Lord Ram heard that, he's the ideal king. So he had so much affection for Sita, but he wanted to be an ideal king. He didn't want to live in a kingdom where people criticized him for something that he had done wrong. So he sent her to the forest. That was the reason. It's difficult. One of the most difficult pastimes in Ram Leela to understand. Most difficult. Huh? Yeah, Lakshman. And Lakshman had to drop her off there. Another very difficult thing. And she was pregnant with twins. Kusha and Love. Love and good. So yeah, that was another big austerity for Lakshman. But yeah, this is one of the most difficult pastimes in Lord Ram's Leela to understand. But you know, Bhishma, he said to Yudhisthira, "No one can understand the plan of the Lord. So we, with our limited brains, we're trying to understand Lord Ramachandra, we're trying to understand Krishna." Prabhupada said, even Krishna doesn't understand himself because he's always expanding. So with our little brains, we shouldn't try to understand Krishna fully. We could understand to some degree. We could understand Lord Ram to some degree, but not completely. Okay?
Sorry, can I just...
Yeah.
So was that so to be an example to other partnerships so that the wife can't just leave home like... Like it's like to lead an example, basically. Was that why you did?
Well, yeah. Back then, the Prabhupada even says how his mother, just to go next door, she would go in a palanquin, wasn't it? carried by four men. So women lived very pure lives. They wouldn't just go out on their own. Yeah. And what to speak of before they're married. They would not even leave always protection. There would always be protection, either by the father, by the husband, or by the children. There would always be protection. Because as we're seeing throughout the world, so much exploitation, so much rape, and so much exploitation, because the women aren't protected. And then the women go out, because they're not being guided properly, the women go out and they're not dressed properly. And then they ask, well, why are they being raped so much? Well, they're agitating the minds of the men. So it's not just the men. But the women have to be protected and know how to dress and what to do, what not to do. But otherwise, they get exploited. Yeah. Because the men lose control of their senses. Yeah. It's a very degraded age, Kali Yuga. As Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, this place is no place for a gentleman. No place for a gentleman, no place for a lady. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it's a weird abode. It's a very strange place. So there was one devotee, Sankirtan devotee, said, Prabhupada, I just want to come back life after life and distribute your books. And Prabhupada said, don't think you're so advanced. Do your business, get purified, and get out of here. Then there was another time, another devotee said that to Prabhupada, that he just wants to come back life after life and distribute books. And Prabhupada said, first class. So he had different things to say to different devotees. Are you going to say something?
Don't make me come back and stay.
Oh yeah, don't. Well, that was a time where a devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I heard that if we don't go back to Godhead, that you're going to come back and you're going to help us. And Prabhupada said, well, don't make me come back for you. So, yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. No.